Being joined now by Knoxville baseball coach Turner DeVore. Knoxville wins it on Friday night by a score of 8-7 over Albia. I was joking around with you, Coach, just how you planned it out tonight, but no, you didn't plan out getting down 7-1 and then making a furious comeback, but it counts as a win nonetheless. You got to be happy with the win, but you said kind of learning how to win. Is still kind of the case right now?
Yeah, we got a lot of guys that are playing for the first time or, you know, getting their first real taste of RC experience and, sooner or later, we're going to win one of these games. You know, last year we had a lot of games where we lost by a run, and we had that go-ahead or tying run in scoring position and just couldn't get the big hit. So the last couple nights, and, you know, it seems like every game's going to be stressful around here this summer. So if they're going to be stressful, we might as well win because it makes me feel a heck of a lot better.
What changed in that fourth inning? Because it just seemed like your guys just weren't themselves the first four innings or so.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I mean, like I said, we're getting to the grind, and there's lots of kids that don't understand what the grind is. And, you know, we appreciate all the things these kids do because it's the summer, and there's lots of other things that you could do. And these guys are out here every single day from 2 o'clock to 8 o'clock or 10 o'clock, whatever it is that night. And, you know, they're getting used to the grind. So sometimes we got to get that energy going a little bit. And it obviously didn't come. And then, you know, everything that could go wrong early on in that game went wrong. You know, we had a couple of errors. We had a couple of mistakes. And then, you know, Kyler Gifford hits an absolute missile. And the kid's standing right on third base and just picks it up and throws it. Brady had a hard hit. Luke poked a ball right to him. Justin hit a ball hard that was right to him. And it was like, oh, crap, it's one of those nights. And then I don't know what switched. It just took a couple good at-bats and a couple big hits. And ultimately, we got a couple jobs done, which we have not been able to do until the last couple nights. So super proud of the guys.
It didn't look like McFaul, their starter, was really overpowering, but he was placing the ball. He had movement. And then it looks like your guys maybe started to approach the play like, okay, I'm going to make him pitch to me. And maybe that was what changed everything.
Yeah, and we knew lots of times the big thing you have to do with a pitcher like McFaul is you got to make sure you see the ball up because he does like to live down, and he's got a good breaking ball that he likes to just drop past the plate. And we talked about seeing the ball up and taking good swings, and that's the swings we've been seeing in the cage. And we haven't seen that the entire year. Hopefully this is the sign that we've been waiting for. Offensively, they did a really good job. And, you know, obviously the more times you see a pitcher, the better you're going to see it. And we had got some really good swings on it. And we had a couple plays that helped us as well, too. But the approach of the plate was really, really good tonight. And that's exactly what we needed.
Thursday night, kind of the opposite. You get out to a lead over Winterset and then have to hold on. Was it kind of the opposite last on Thursday night for you?
Yeah, I mean, Winterset tried to just say, here you go, take it. And we decided that we'd just get up and leave a lot of guys on base. And then we kind of scrambled at the end. And then tonight we just said, here, you can have it. And luckily we were able to make a couple plays to keep us close. And those two runs in the, I think it was the fourth inning there, were absolutely huge. And you could kind of see the wheels starting to click a little bit. So, that was really big. But, yeah, last night was a huge win against the Raccoon River team. Obviously, baseball's different than any other sport because we obviously didn't see any of their top guys. But that's why you play the games.
And then Tuesday night, you get really a brilliant performance from, I believe, Lincoln on the mound and shut out Centerville 2-0. That had to feel good coming out, you know, getting two runs, but, not allowing them anything.
Yeah, pitch. I mean, I got to stop saying it because tonight it wasn't, but our pitching and defense has been really pretty good. You know, Kyler is struggling with some things right now that we're trying to get him through. We thought maybe we had him over it, but that wasn't the case, and that was more of a preventative change than more than anything tonight. But Brennan Woolsey pitched his butt off. I mean, we kept him back for a reason, and you could just tell the fifth and sixth and seventh, he's like, just give it to me, and I'm going to finish this game off. So it's a huge performance by Brendan.
And it looked like he was just telling them, here's my fastball, try to hit it.
Yeah, he shook off a couple times, and we're like, you could just see the look in his eye that he wanted it. And, you know, he ultimately had the game-winning RBI there with, two strikes, just put it in play. And how many times we worked on that over the last couple of weeks and just put it in play and said, hey, I'm going to get this run in. And that ultimately was the winner.
And I'm sure you've realize that maybe not. You went undefeated this week.
Yeah, yeah. We talked about winning a week after Centerville. We said we need to get one of the next two. If we can somehow sweep the week, great. But right now, you gotta win weeks in baseball. You're not gonna win them all. A sweep in a week is very, very rare. You know, we did that a lot a couple years ago, but that doesn't happen all the time. So, if you can win weeks, just like winning series in the major league and college baseball, you're gonna have a pretty good team. And we did a really nice job this week.
And you know, you're about now at 500, 5-5 after a 2-5 start. And I've told some people, I said, you know, if they go 2-5 or 3-6 to start the season, that's, you know, not really okay, but, you know, let the cake bake. And, you know, it used to kind of see some light bulbs coming on and guys kind of look at that, look in their eye like, okay, I get it. I'm starting to get it now.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, we knew. You looked at our schedule and Indianola and Ballard and Oskaloosa doubleheader. And Oskaloosa's playing pretty well this year. And then we knew Sheraton was going to be good. And I knew Cardinal was going to be good. A lot of people don't think that they're very good. They're very good, and they have lots of arms. So we knew that if we could, we didn't want to be 1-6 going in after 2 weeks, but we knew if we were around the 500, sooner or later you're going to get to some of those games that you're able to manage and hopefully continue to just get the jobs done.
Boy, you talk about a gauntlet next week. My goodness. You got Clark on Monday, and I know they've kind of struggled to start the season, but still, they're Clark. And then you have that makeup with Indianola. And then you have that doubleheader with Sheraton, and then the reschedule with Eddyville. Holy cow!
Yeah.
What are you gonna do? How are you gonna do your pitching, for crying out loud?
Yeah, we don't really know yet, and we're going through a lot. I mean, luckily we get Breyer back on Tuesday, and that'll be a big boost for us. But you know, we're dealing with some things a lot of people don't know about, and we have to. We just got to have kids continue to step up. I mean, Justin Ferguson, how about Justin Ferguson tonight, having the game that he had, like, and didn't start, you know, and we just got to keep, grinding. We got to keep just playing hard and getting better each night, and hopefully everything will just continue to click and guys will get better and better. And it's going to be, the next 2 weeks is going to be tough. I've had a couple parents be like, what are you going to do? I'm like, you know, we'll just go game by game, and if there's a game we got to give and we don't play well, it is what it is. It's baseball. But the more that we play, the better off we're going to be. So it's the next 2 weeks I'm at the ball field every night and every morning. That's all I know.
Well, we'll let you get some rest. You know, big win on Friday, and we'll see you now in Osceola on Monday night.
No, yeah, sounds good, man. Anytime.
All right, that's Turner DeVore, Knoxville.
All right, that's Turner DeVore,
Knoxville baseball coach. And we'll come back for more right after this on KLIA KLS.